Blackstone Audio presents The Curse of the Campfire Weenies and Other Warped and Creepy Tales by David Lubar. For Matthew, Doris, Caroline, and Shannon Tiberci. Thanks for all the good times, cold drinks, and burned hot dogs. Mr. Hoo-Ha. I can stare a werewolf in the face and laugh. I can step up to a vampire and shake his cold, undead hand without trembling. No problem. I've sat through every horror movie that's ever come to our town and visited dozens of Halloween haunted houses. Monsters don't even make me twitch. But clowns creep me out big time. That usually isn't a problem. I mean, most days, you just aren't going to run into a guy with a round red nose, a huge painted smile, and wild green hair unless you live in a circus town or something. But my little brother's birthday was coming up, and Benji was determined to have a clown. That's a waste of money, I told my mom. I can entertain the kids. How hard could it be to keep a bunch of 6-year-olds amused? I could just push my palm against my mouth and make fart sounds. That alone would keep them happy for at least 15 minutes. It's nice you want to help, Andrew, my mom said. But Benji has his heart set on a clown, and I found this ad in the paper. She held up the local weekly. There was a small ad that just read, Mr. Hoo-Ha, the perfect clown for parties. Looks kind of cheap.